6, and it's found on page 9. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Morning. Today is Worldwide Communion Sunday, and it's an excellent day to talk about the body of Christ. What I want you to do very quickly is just look to the person to your left and to your right. Check them out. Look at them. Okay. Look to the person in front of you and behind you. Check them out. Now, does that person look like a liver or a foot or a big hand? Or a big heart? Do you know that person sitting beside you is a vital part of the body of Christ? And that person may not even know how vital they are. They may be the missing link, the vital organ that St. Matthew's is looking for. Every single person in this congregation has a place in our church, and we're so excited that you are here today to learn about being part of the body of Christ. You see, Jesus Christ is the head of our church. No one else, only Jesus Christ, our God, our Lord, our Savior, is the head of the church. And the church is the body of Christ, all of you. Now, the heart of the church is the ministry council. And I would like for all the council members of St. Matthew's to please stand at this time as I explain to you what these people do and who they are. All council members. They are the heart of the church. These are dedicated and committed leaders with the task of seeking the will of God in Scripture to make decisions which faithfully fulfill Christ's mission and vision to our church. And these people go time and time again, relentlessly, with not looking for any recognition. And they are the heart of our church. Would you please give these people a big round of applause? And now I'm going to talk to you about the rest of the body. And first of all, we're going to teach you about outreach ministries. Outreach ministries invite people to belong and reaches out to the world.
The church must continually reach out to others in the name of Jesus and invite them to belong to His church. It's not once every 18 years, is it? And to help reach out to others. And now coming forth, Julie Griffin is going to share our present outreach ministries here at St. Matthew's.
If you will look in the booklet that each one got this morning, you will see a definition of the ministries, and Mike has put this together and has done a wonderful job with this, and we appreciate that. But if you would look at your outreach ministries page, I'm going to call the leaders of each one of the outreach ministries and ask them if they would stand, please, and ask all of their team members to stand. So when you are looking for a ministry in this church, you will have some way to put a face with who is with that ministry. For our hospitality ministry team, Ms. Connie Knight is our chair of that. And she's just stood. Ms. Knight is back. And would everyone on Ms. Knight's team please stand? Do you know who's with you on your team? Ruby, you're supposed to be on that team. And I'm on that team. Cindy Rogers is on that team. Thank you very much. Next is our Faith in Action team, Ms. Adela Prey. She's not here today, but those who are on that team, would they please stand? And I'm on that team, so I'm going to stand for that one. Robert Parker is on that team. Bob Lambert. And many more members, but they're not going to be standing. Thank you. Our doorstep. Thank you.
Okay, you've just learned about the outreach ministries here at St. Matthew's, and now we're going to learn about nurture ministries, because nurture ministries invite people to become disciples molded into the image of Christ. Nurturing people in discipleship helps them to feel that they belong to the church and are truly children of God, who can discover their unique purpose in life, which glorifies God our Father. At this time, Lori Shackelford and Ruby Lucas are going to come up and introduce our leaders. And when your leader, if you're on a team, if you would just please stand with that leader. You don't have to wait till your name's called out. And Lori and Ruby are going to explain each of these areas, each area of ministry, if you guys will come forth.
Before we start with nurture, I was going to ask to speak with you about our apportionments. This is also an outreach program. Apportionment, as defined by the Methodist Church, is our share that we pay for international and regional ministries. Of each dollar that you tithe to this church, about 86 cents of it stays in our church. It funds our ministries, our expenses. 4% goes to the United Methodist Church-wide missions and their salaries and administrative costs. 12 cents of that dollar goes to regional ministries. The United Methodist Church is known for being the first at disaster areas, outreach in poverty-stricken countries, and that is all funded through our apportionments. I look at our apportionments myself, this isn't from anybody else. As individuals, we tithe to our local church, the church that you're a body of. Then the church tithes to the bigger conference with other churches. And then they tithe to our general conference. This gets our funds to places that we could never get to by ourselves. As John Wesley said, do all the good you can, in all the places you can, to all the people you can. So we're merely expressing ourselves and doing God's will and thanking Him for all that He has blessed us with by sharing it worldwide. On nurture, the first one on our list is our Care Cell ministry team. This is a new ministry in our church that has been started this year. The pastor went through, and Doris went through great lengths and divided our congregation up into 10 teams. You are in a team based on where your resident location is. So there are 10 team leaders. The reason for signing the pew pads on Sunday mornings is so that the leaders will know whether you are in church. They can make a call concerning to see if you were out due to sickness. It keeps them in touch with their ministry team and makes you feel a part of this body of Christ that we have. Will each of the 10 leaders stand for the 10 teams? If you have not been contacted by your team leader, you will be soon. Get to know that person and the other people on your team, and you will become part of a family. Our card ministry team meets Wednesday nights across the street at the Pizza Palace. They have had much success. I, myself, have received cards at the most appropriate times when I most needed it. They send uplifting cards. They send cards at the time that you feel that no one noticed or you've just been beaten down. They send birthday cards, sympathy cards, and it's just a delight and a special ministry to be a part of that team. It's not a pressure team. If you're not outgoing, this would be an ideal ministry to be on. You have dinner, you fellowship, you sign your cards, you write messages, special messages. And this is just a wonderful outreach to nurture our church. Nurture is to take care of our church family. The prayer ministry team meets Tuesday nights right here in the choir room. They have the prayer leads, prayer needs that people have called in. They actually pray by name for everyone that's listed in your bulletin so that they are lifted up each week. The word tells us where there are two or more gathered in my name, I will be present. So that ministry meets right here on Tuesday nights. Please come and join them. The worship ministry team is made up of different teams that pull this together. The choir, the ushers, the altar, they set the colors for the season. They decorate the church for special events, special times of year. You'll see the banners. Come Christmas time, you'll see the greenery and the lights, which all carry significant meaning. Nothing is put up for decoration. Everything is put up for a meaning for the season. And the last one I'm going to speak on is FFF. That's my special. This is a group of women that get together. We have started a Bible study, but mainly we do ministry within our church. We cook for and visit shut-ins or someone that may have a special need or someone we haven't seen in a while, and we will take them a hot lunch. If they are in need, we actually freeze food. We cook more than we need, and we put it in the freezer. And if anyone needs food, we'll take them 3 or 4 meals so that they have it to care for them. In long-term vision, we plan to start a gleaning project for this community where we go out and glean one Saturday a month and we bring it back. And the community is welcome to come and pick up fresh, mostly it's greens of some type. Future projects, we plan on attending some soup kitchens, and within 5 years or so, we would really like to see a soup kitchen started here for this community.
The education ministry team coordinates the educational activities of our church to nurture persons who want to participate in the life of our church and learn more about becoming faithful disciples. Education and fellowship will be carried out through the following activities, groups, and organizations in our church. Age-level teaching teams will include those who teach in any of our programs and will coordinate their activities formally and informally as needed. 2 or more persons who want to address a need may form age-level and special interest learning and activity teams. The education ministry team will be made up of at least 1 representative from each of the ministries I'm going to list. The Sunday school ministry team are the teachers and assistants. Wednesday's Alive ministry team are teachers and assistants for adult, youth, and children. The children's ministry team are the teachers and assistants. The children's music team is open to all children in our church. The vacation church school team would be the summer educational activities. The summer day camp team is a weekday camp. The youth ministry team are the teachers and assistants for the youth. And the United Methodist Youth is open to any of the youth in our church. The adult leaders with youth, these are the people who guide and supervise the youth activities. God's team, a Wednesday night Bible study for middle or high school youth. Then we have the adult ministry team. The adult teaching team are all the teachers and assistants. And Troy Willoughby will come up and tell us, or from back there, either one, of the United Methodist Men, which is open to all men in the church.
I'm going to speak to you for a minute on the purpose of the United Methodist Men. There are 10 frequently asked questions. However, I'm not going to go into all of that. If you want to know what the Methodist Men is all about, you need to come on the third Sunday, 8:30 for breakfast, and we'll put you to work and tell you what you can do to learn more about what the Methodist Men is. However, we have done a little survey on some things. Every man in this church is a United Methodist member. Whether he wants to be or not, he can be active or he can be inactive, but if you belong to this church, you are a member of United Methodist Men. We're a work in progress. That remains to be seen a lot of times. We have done a lot of jobs, a lot of things around the church, at members' homes, we do a fundraiser, a barbecue once a year to try to make a few dollars so we can try to give it away. We don't have too much of a problem giving it away. Last year, 03, we We raised $2,800, and we managed to give away in the neighborhood of $2,200. This year so far, we have given away $2,350. Some of that money come from the Father's Day booklet that we did. Some come from the barbecue. Our monies are earned in various ways. Some people, if we do jobs around the homes, they provide a little incentive and a little financial aid for that. So this is how our money is earned. But if you'd like to learn more about what happens in the Methodist Men, we'd appreciate your attendance on the third Sunday, 8:30. Breakfast will be served.
We also have the United Methodist Women, open to any woman in the church, and we have three groups. One group meets on Mondays. The Night Owl Circle meets the second Thursday of each month. The Ruth Ethel Smith Circle meets on the second Wednesday. Then we also have the Helping Hands Ministry Team. This is a group of senior citizens. Now, some organizations say 55 and above are seniors. Some say 60, some say 65. We don't really care. Of course, most of us are only 50, you know. But this month, our group will be going to Duplin County on the fourth Thursday of the month. And if you'd like to come join us, we'll be leaving the parking lot about 10 o'clock in the morning. And we intend to have a good time. And we always, always eat somewhere. So please come and join us for that. We also have a fellowship ministry team which monitors and purchases supplies to coordinate the fellowship meals. Thank you.
Great job, Ruby and Lori. If you are on any of the, if you are a leader of any of the nurture ministries that were mentioned, if you would please stand. You are a leader on any of these ministries or educator. Okay. And if you are on any of these teams, if you would stand with them. Great. Okay, thank you. Now, the next group we're going to talk to you about is stewardship ministries, because they are the internal organs of the church. If the stewardship of money, talents, time, property, and other resources are not healthy, then the church as the body of Christ does not have the energy for proper nurture and outreach ministry. So it is very vital to the church. Sharing the stewardship ministries of St. Matthew's with us this morning is Troy Willoughby.
Stewardship combines all the areas of ministry that are responsible for materials, which is buildings and property, financial, which is giving and the budget, and personal resources consisting of staff, leadership, and volunteers. The first ministry team is the finance ministry team. Its co-leader or leader is Adela Prey, whom is not here at today's session. But the ex officio and members are the lay leader, the conference representative, the treasurer, financial secretary, the leaders of council, trustees, nurture, outreach, stewardship, thrift shop, and the auditor. The members consist of Joyce DeBruhl, Charles Lucas, Ginger Sessoms, Wayne Hager, Jeff Anderson, Lou Johnson, and Ruby Lucas. If any are here, would you please stand? Thank you very much. Our trustees ministry team is led by Perry Smith and Linwood Griffin. They have a hard job keeping the buildings, the maintenance, and everything up to date. The members consist of Leanna Sproul, Linwood Griffin, Raymond Gray, Bob Lambert, Mike Johnson, Ken Shackelford, Harry Smith, Charles Lucas, and Jeanette Ward. If you would please stand. Linwood and Perry co-lead this team of trustees. The memorial ministry team is headed by Ginger Sessoms. Members consist of Bob Prey, Edna Parker Treasure. You know what the ministry, the memorial team does. If you don't, in this little booklet that you were handed out when you come in, you can read about any of these committees that we're speaking of now. The Vision Ministry Team, Josh Hager, Elaine Everett, Bob Prey, Trustees, Thrift Shop, Stewardship, Nurture, Outreach, Lay Ministry, the Conference of Representative, and the Lay Leader are all members of the Vision Team. The Pastor Parish Ministry Team is headed by Donna Mexel, also Conference Representative Lord Shackelford. Included in that committee is Troy Willoughby, Josh Hager, and Roberta Brown. These are the people who are responsible for the employees and the pastor. When we had the party, we were responsible for those sort of things. Lay Leadership Ministry Team is headed by Dr. Michael Hale and Roberta Brown. Its members are Ruth Caldwell, Lyle Spadell, Julie Griffin, Robert Parker, Bob Prey, and Ruby Lucas. I forgot to ask these Pastor Parish people to stand. That's all, you know who will. If any of on this committee would stand, we'd like to recognize you at this time. Thank you very much. I was asked to give another evaluation, or it's not a lecture, it's just a refresher of what you should already know. It's found in the Methodist Discipline, year 2000. It resides and comes around paragraph 331, Responsibilities and Duties of a Pastor. Is performance evaluations. Persons serving as pastors of congregations shall be evaluated on the part of the basis of the following list of responsibilities and duties. The pastor shall oversee the total ministry of the local church in its nurturing ministries, giving pastoral support, guidance, and training to the lay leadership of the church. Number two is providing ministry within the congregation and to the world. Number three is ensuring faithful transmission of the Christian life and administering the temporal affairs of the congregation. This text consists of the following specific duties: ministering within the congregation and to the world, to preach the word, oversee the worship life of the congregation, read and teach the scriptures, and engage the people in its study and witnesses, to administer the sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper and all other means of grace, to encourage the reaffirmation of baptismal covenant and renewal of baptismal vows at different stages of life, to give the oversight of the total education program of the church and encourage the distribution and use of United Methodist literature in each local church, to provide leadership for the funding ministry of the congregation and to encourage giving as a spiritual discipline, to lead the congregation by teaching an example in ministry with people with disabilities, to be involved and to lead the congregation in evangelistic outreach that others might come to know Christ, be baptized, and become members, to encourage people baptized in infancy or early childhood to make their profession of faith after instruction so that they might become professing members of the church, to perform the marriage ceremony after due counseling with the parties involved. The decision of this ceremony shall be the right and responsibility of the pastor. Qualifications for performing marriages shall be in accordance with the laws of the state and the United Methodist Church and at the pastor's discretion. To counsel those who are under threat of marriage breakdown and explore every possibility for reconciliation. To counsel bereaved members and conduct opportunity. Let's start over again. To counsel bereaved members and conduct appropriate funeral and memorial services, to counsel with members of the church and the community concerning military service and its alternatives. We got a little more to go. He stays kind of busy. To counsel persons struggling with personal, ethnical, or spiritual issues. To visit in the homes of the church, the community, especially among the sick, aged, and others in need. To participate in community and interreligious concerns that lead the congregation to become involved through ministers of service and advocacy. To search out among membership and constituency men and women for pastoral ministry and other church-related occupations. To give diligent pastoral leadership in ordering the life of the congregation for discipleship into the world. That is the pastor's responsibilities to the church, to the community, to the world. In equipping and supervising, he is to give diligent pastoral leadership, ordering the life of the congregation for nurture and care. He is to offer counsel and theological reflection on the following: the development of goals for fulfilling the missions of the congregation, the annual conference, and the general church. The development of plans for implementing the goals of a congregation and the process of evaluating their effectiveness. The selection, training, and deployment of lay leadership within the congregation, and the development of process for evaluating lay leadership. To lead the congregation in experiencing the racial and ethnic inclusiveness of the United Methodist Church, and help prepare it for participation in the itinerary of all ordained men and women. To participate in denominational and conference programs. Be willing to assume supervisory responsibilities within the connection, to lead the congregation in the fulfillment of its mission through full and faithful payment of an apportionment, ministerial support, administrative, and benevolent funds. To the administrative officer of the local church, he is to be and assure that the organizational concerns of the congregation are adequately provided for. To be responsible for setting goals and planning through which the laity take responsibility for the ministry of the church and the world. To administer the provisions of the discipline and supervise the working programs of the local church. And to give an account of their pastoral ministries to the charge and annual conferences according to the prescribed forms. The pastor shall certify the accuracy of all financial membership and all other reports submitted by the local church to the annual conference to use in apportioning costs back to the church. I have one more piece of paper, then I will sit down. Pastor's compensation for 2005. This is the pastor's salary. It may be found on one of your sheets. If it's not, there are sheets like this outside. You'd be glad to have one. There's plenty for everybody. The minister's basic salary is $38,269.35. The minimum salary for this conference is in the neighborhood of $32,000 to $33,000. The pension cap deduction is $532.17. Pension deduction is $1,200. Hospital insurance deduction is $1,257.99. Medical flex plan deduction is $1,800, leaving the minister's net salary $33,479.19. He is given a continued education fund of $600. He has housing, utilities, allowances, which come to a total of $15,381.85. The minister's travel is $4,896.15. This is for a full year. So his net pay comes to $54,357.19. or his insurance and hospital and life insurance is paid by the church, the pension fund paid by the church, and this is the first year since Ruth Harper was here, back in the middle, early 80s, whenever she was here, that this church has totally been one minister support. We have always had support from other churches through Cokesbury in Stedman, Grace Methodist Church on Ireland Drive. Dr. Blanchard had his own home. We didn't have to be concerned with all those things. Comparison salaries in Cumberland County, a school teacher with 4 years of college works from 8 o'clock in the afternoon to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 8 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, earns a salary of $44,000. If she's on a national board, she gets an additional 10 to raise her up to $54,000. The E-9 Sergeant Major with 26 years in the military, his base pay and housing is $70,736.40. The E-8 is $61,066.80. A minister with a seminary degree enters the Army as a Captain 03, earned $68,752. 06 full colonel, $113,389.20. Dr. Hale has a Bachelor of Arts, Ministry of Masters of Divinity, Masters of Art, and a Doctor of Ministry degree. So I think we got a bargain.
Thank you, Troy. And so what was the purpose of today? Was it to recognize our leaders? No. Was it to recognize everyone that's a member of a ministry team? No. The purpose is to show you the involvement here at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church and to get everyone involved, because we all are a very important part of the body of Christ. And you know, there are so many ministries I'm sure that we may have forgotten. So if your ministry team was left off, remember, we didn't mean to do that. But there are a lot of ministry teams. But we do need more people involved. And I believe, as part of a vision of this church, that we can do so much more. And we can grow. And all of you can take an active part in that. And everyone has a gift that you can share and feel comfortable and be a part of this church. And I think it's important that when we come to church that we realize that there is so much that goes on behind the background, you know, and it, behind what you see here every Sunday morning. And one thing I've learned is that one of the best things you can do in life, and I don't know if you've ever studied any of Stephen Covey's work or anything like that, but when we talk about quadrants that we work in, the most effective quadrant that you can work in your life is doing what's important, but it's not urgent at the moment. You know, because we, in life, think about it, you're putting out fires, you're paying your bills, and you're doing what's urgent because you have a deadline. But what really makes a difference in a church is behind-the-scenes work. You know, what goes on behind the scenes to make everything possible. And you all are what makes that possible. And we encourage every single person here today to be a part of the body of Christ here at St. Matthew's. And when you came in this morning, you got that nice booklet that we've been talking about all morning. And inside it was a card. If you can't find your card, that means it fell out and we have extra, okay? But what we are asking you to do, we don't want you to feel like you have to join a ministry team. That's not what it's about. Because we want you to feel welcome to come in this door at any time. And we want you to feel good about, you know, joining the service here at St. Matthew's. However, we do encourage each and every one of you. And, you know, St. Matthew's has done this in the past. They've done similar things to get people involved. But today, we're claiming that it's going to be different. Today we're claiming that more people are going to get involved, and we want you on our team. We want you to be actively involved here at St. Matthew's Church, because we know when you do that, that we can be a growing church. And all you have to do is fill out the information on this card, and you just check off any that apply. And one of them is, I'm already on one or more ministry teams at St. Matthew's. You see, if you're already on a team and you're doing what you can, we're not saying you need to be on 10 teams, because sometimes, you know, if you're on a million teams, then it's not quite as effective. The next one is, I'm interested in finding out more information about this team. So maybe you're not even know, you don't even know what it's called, but it's those people that stand up and sing before the church, you know, like the praise team, or you know, if you don't have to have the exact wording, you can look it up in your book or whatever, but if you're not sure, you know, write from your heart. The next one is, I'm really not sure what area of ministry to join, but I would like to get involved. So maybe you just don't know. And here's what we're going to ask you to do. We know that some of you may not feel comfortable turning that in today, and that's okay. But what we're going to ask you to do is, if that's how you feel, take it home, pray about it. And we, with this being Laity Month here at St. Matthew's, are asking that you bring that card back. And we have a safety net. If you lose the card, we have more. Okay? We have plenty of cards. We want you to fill out a card because we want you to be a part of this. And so today, after the service, we have four people that are going to be stationed that will take your cards. And when you turn in your card, you get a little button. All right? Now, I know that a lot of people are out there wearing buttons because it's election time. And people are really bold when around election time, right? Well, why don't we really just get bold about God? And I want you to wear your button all month long. Every time you come to church, I want you to wear your button. Because I think it's time that we be bold. I mean, why not just be bold and take action? And so that's what we're doing this month. We're on God's team. And you will get a button when you turn yours in. So our goal is to have 100%, okay, that turn in their card to get a button. Now, we all have to be in agreement here. If someone's not wearing a button, we love them just the same, right? Right? Shake your head yes, all right? I'm in sales. You shake your head yes, all right? Because if someone doesn't turn in their card to get a button, we love them just the same. We encourage one another to be part of the body of Christ here at St. Matthew's. We don't condemn them if they're not, because we love people unconditionally, because that's what Christ does. Now, at the end of the service, we're going to have Roberta Brown, Julie Griffin, Ruby Lucas, and Lori Shackelford. They're going to be stationed way in the back over here, and then out here to get your little cards. They will have extra cards with them in the little baskets, and we want you to write your name on your button and start wearing it. And we really want you to pray about this, because it's so important for the growth of our church that we get involved. Now, there are other possibilities we didn't even talk about, and I know that some of you have ideas out there, and we want to hear about them. You know, we were just kind of throwing some ideas out there about different possibilities, and, you know, maybe a certain type of welcome committee that goes and visits all the people that have visited the church here and just put cookies at their door, you know, with a little poem or a little bag of information about the church. Puppet ministry, praise dance team, prison ministry team, hospital visitation team. I know we already do that, but we could have a specific team. There could, and the United Methodist Men, I know there are a lot of people in the church that help with a repair team, but we could have a specific repair team that maybe, you know, maybe there's men out there that's something you could do, because I know there's a lot of elderly people in our church that would appreciate when something breaks, that they could know exactly who to call from the repair team, or military wife whose husband is deployed. And that is a way that we can reach out and nurture the people in our church and also in the community. A drama team. And so the possibilities are endless, and we want you to think about those things. So there is a place for you at St. Matthew's. And once again, if you don't know your place, turn in your card, because we have a follow-up system. We are going to help you find your place. We're going to do what we can to help you find your place. Okay? So today is the beginning of Laity Month. And you're going to see a lot of fun and exciting things going on this month. And we want you to be part of these things all month long as you see them. And we're really excited about it. So all month long, you're going to wear what? Your button. Right, your button. All month long. And then, in closing, what we are going to remind you to do is pray about this. All month long. We want you to pray about this, that God touches your heart where God wants you to be, and also that God will touch the hearts of others so that they will know their place here at St. Matthew's. Because you, right now, you are on the winning team, because you are the body of Christ. At this time, I would like to ask that we bring forth our ushers.